Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you can find me at Starwaya, StarWayaya.com. That's StarWayaya.com. I'm running a special, 3 questions for $10. You can check that out on Facebook. I'm StarWaya Amanda, so you can go over there and look at that as well. Second half of the show, we're going to take your calls, 1 question per caller. If you want to talk to us, you hit 1 on your keypad, we'll take your call, or you can message in the chat room like this lovely lady has in here, although I think she wants to talk on the phone second half of the show, so we'll do that. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. 1 on your keypad, we'll take your calls, and it's going to be great. My guest today is from Los Angeles. Her name is Linda Salvin. She is a very, very cool person. In 1981, she survived a commercial plane crash, and she was sliding down the emergency chute and went out of her body and had a spiritual transformation. And in 1982, a fire truck hit her, which was kind of wild and crazy. And she's had a lot of really interesting experiences, and she's had 3 out-of-body experiences, she says. And she's also been a radio host, which is cool, and she has a Bachelor of Arts degree in Health and Education from San Francisco State University in 1975, and she earned her Master's degree in Public Health and Epidemiology from the University of Michigan in 1977, and she is a ordained Doctor of Divinity in 1999 and was awarded her PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology in 2008, which is really awesome. So she's had some past life recalls, which has totally helped her, and she's just been through so many different things with personal experiences with God, a series of accidents, with the plane crash in John Wayne Airport in Orange County, and she has healing abilities, a surgery in 1991 provided to be another life-altering experience, opening her to her healing gifts, and by 1996, her body had developed tumors, and as a result, she was healing people, and something in here, yeah, here we go, those tumors were removed. And she's number one radio psychic, so she's been doing radio a very long time. 4 original radio psychics who started in L.A. She did KBIG 104 FM. Dr. Linda aired her show for 15 years, and later she produced and hosted her own radio program on KIEV 870 AM in Southern California. That's pretty awesome. We've got a lot of awesome stuff here, and so she's Linda has done a lot of work. You can check out her website at lindasalvin.com, LindaSalvin.com. You can check her out and find out more about her there. She's got a lot of really cool, awesome, amazing things that she does. So this is going to be a really good show. So again, if you want to ask us a question, 347-237-5339, 1 on your keypad, or you can text it. We'll do that second half of the show, and we're going to bring Linda live and see how she's doing today. Welcome to the show, Linda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. I'm fine. Thank you for inviting me, and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Thank you. Well, I wanted to make sure I covered everything from what I saw, and that is really – I mean,
that's how it all started.
That's a start, yeah, of like all the – of and new things. It's interesting how many encounters you've had with, you know, life and death, and how you've worked with people with healing, and how you've done so much to move forward with all of this. I really think it's quite amazing what I've seen, what I've read, and what I know. You know, you help a lot of people, and you really touch a lot of lives, and sometimes that's just what we do to get to where we're going. And I know I'm just touching the surface of that, but that's a lot of stuff you've done there.
I started long before it was like popular and there was no internet. It was long before everything. So when it started in 1981 with the plane crash, I had no one to talk to. and I had no one to discuss
this
with. It wasn't like you go online and find a group, or, you know, there was a metaphysical person down the street. It didn't work like that. I was in therapy, and I called Dr. Kubler-Ross, who's now deceased. She was at UCLA, and she was working on, you know, death and dying, and I asked her what was going on. She didn't have answers for me. I mean, I was lost. I was scared. I was floundering for quite a long time, and one day it just started to come together when I said, okay, God, what do you want? And as soon as I tapped into that higher source and really understood that there's a God and there's something guiding us, it all changed.
So I would imagine it did, but I would imagine before that you felt like you didn't have anybody to talk to or any resources to turn to at that point.
It was frightening. The day of the plane crash was February 17th, 1981. It was a Tuesday. And I was out of town on company business, and I was living with my parents at the time, and my dad had been sick for the first time in like 12 years or something. So he was home, and apparently the plane crashed when it hit the news. My mom knew that was the plane I was on, and she apparently screamed to my dad, Linda's on that plane. And when we hit the ground, the plane cracked in half on the 18th, 19th, 20th, I don't remember. It's almost 40 years ago. But the interesting part, Amanda, is an hour and a half prior to the accident, my partner Leo and I were up in San Jose, California. We were working for an insurance company, and we were doing environmental health, and we were investigating toxicity levels at an autoclave, which is where they sterilize instruments and uniforms for the surgeons. So we told these doctors and nurses and staff, please don't touch the autoclave for 2 hours because we're tracking information with the testing. And, of course, we went back at the halfway mark, and somebody had opened the autoclave and invalidated our testing. So we went back to the airport. And you know when you're sitting in the coffee shop and you look out and there's a plane sitting right there. So I looked at the plane and I said, doesn't it look like it could crack there? And Leo didn't know what I was talking about. He goes, you're just tired. And I saw a line or a settlement, something beyond the plane. I don't know what it was. But an hour and a half later, that's where the plane cracked in half when we crashed. So I had my first vision that day. And as we were coming in for the landing, I grabbed the man on my right and I grabbed Leo on my left, and I thought, oh my God, we're going to die, because there was no slowing down of the plane and the throttle was different and the rush. Then we hit the ground, we went back up, we hit the ground, and then we were on the grass, and then it stopped. And the landing gear was stripped and engine fell off and the plane cracked in half. That was a bad crash. But we all survived.
And, you know, the thing that's really interesting is you said something before it happened. You said, couldn't it crack there?
I never had anything like that before. That was the first time I was ever, like, able to predict or sense or admit that I saw something. Who knows? I was 27 years old. I'm 66 now. And the weird thing is coming down the ramp, like I got to the door, and there were no stairs. And I said to the stewardess, I said, where are the stairs? And she pushed me on my shoulder, and I went down the ramp. And God, something talked to me, because I had this out-of-body thing happen, and it said, don't do this, dude. And I was given this message. I hit my knees, and I remember I was wearing a winter white skirt and jacket, and I ran. And I ran, and I ran. I had no idea where I was running, but I ended up in the middle of the field, and I panned the I saw the freeway, and then I saw the beacons where all the rescue people were, and then I saw the terminals, and then I turned again. I saw the plane on its belly on fire. And then I said, oh, my God, I just survived a plane crash. And then I went into PTSD, but what happened was I'm 5 feet eight. I'm a big girl. But a part of me was 40 feet, 50 feet out of me, and it was like a cyclops, and it lasted 4 months. So came running. Yeah, some guy came running, and he twirled me around. He goes, we're alive. I said, uh-huh. He said, are you okay? I said, uh-huh. He said, do you need some help?
I think so. And inside you're going, I'm not really okay.
It's called shock. We were in shock.
Yeah, I'm in shock right now. Yeah.
So he said, would you like a cigarette? I said, I haven't smoked in 3 years. I started smoking. He got me
Yeah,
he got me to the ambulance, to the people, and they asked how I was. I said, well, I'm split in half, and they put me on the gurney and rushed me to the hospital. And I was in the hospital for 4 days with trauma and PTSD, but I was feeling split in half, and nobody understood what that meant. And I talked like that for like 4 months till it started to settle.
Mm-hmm.
But after all these years of being a psychic and understanding the initiation, the out-of-body, becoming a walk-in where one soul changes from the other soul, I didn't know any of that. My science background didn't teach that. But I learned, and
right.
on this time evolved, people like you and thousands of others emerged, and I kind of was one of the pioneers, I guess. I mean, Edgar Cayce and Nostradamus,
mm-hmm.
there's been plenty before me and you, but it wasn't popular or everyday talk, you know, back then. Now it is. Now it's like the coolest thing.
Yeah,
and everybody's a medium and everybody's a psychic and everybody wants this and that. But when you're out there by yourself trying to figure it out and not knowing and nobody could relate, that's a real scary place. But I got through it.
I was in a similar scary place because the people that you know, I grew up with and lived with thought that that was the oddest thing to you know, see a kid walking around and you know, she could see things that nobody else could see and do
right?
things that nobody else could do. And
no, they
I
think
just
you're
weird.
They think you've got problems if you've got imaginary friends, and they're not imaginary
exactly.
friends. You actually see the spirits, or you see little gargoyles or something popping up because you've got
oh,
a
I
different
know.
Sense
mm-hmm.
of reality. Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very true. But it was a very difficult time because most of my friends were getting married, building their careers, starting families, and I was just lost. I went off in this
mm-hmm.
spiritual direction, chasing God and spirituality and the meaning of life and past lives. Everybody else was settling down, and I just couldn't relate anymore. I didn't have anything in common anymore. It was weird. It was hard. It was depressing. It was frightening, and then it finally started to happen. No, I surrendered to the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered 2 record deals along the way, and I regret that now. But at the time, I wasn't grounded enough or understanding enough to move forward with it. Something happened, like you said in my little bio. I became a healer in 91. I had emergency surgery, so it went from being the psychic, then the surgery, then the healing. Then I had more surgery to remove tumors, which made me a medium, and I channeled dead people for 22 years. I won't do it anymore. Once in a while I will, but I stopped 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I took everything out of me. Excuse me. But I did a lot long before the people there today. So Psychic Radio was created by Fred Missman at KBIG 104. He was the creative director here in Los Angeles. I was chosen out of 360 psychics that applied, got the job. And then when that phase of the segments ended in 4 months, he wanted me to continue. And he's the one that introduced me to brokering time on radio, creating my format. And that it all started with the questions and the timing on KBIG, where I'd be on at 20 after the hour and 20 of the hour for 4 or 5 hours a night, and the phones would light up, and I came home to phone calls, and that's how it all started in 1994. And here we are in 2020.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Plugging away, yeah. You know, it's amazing. I was in college and had no idea what I had, and I mean, I had something because I was walking around with something as a child, but, you know, by the time I got to, you know, college age and high school age, it was like, oh, why don't you just do readings? That would be really fun, you know, and I'm thinking, what?
You're like, what?
I'm going to school to do something else. I don't want to do that. No,
what
I'm going to, you know,
were gonna
be
do
at
in
home
school?
With the I studied for years to be an elementary education teacher, and I said, no, I'm going
that.
To school, and I'm going to be a teacher, and I'm going to teach these little ones, and, you know, we're going to have a dog and kids and all that, and then, you know, of course, it went from that to, look at this, you know, you can transform things with healing and get A's on your test by doing this connection that helps PTSD, and along came healing, you know, very kind of like yours, but different. Mine was a, oh, you can work on the brain and you can get A's on your test. And I'm like, I wish I'd known this when I was in kindergarten. This really could have helped me along the way do a lot of things, you know? And, so the same kind of thing, what disciplined my gift, because I was running around trying to figure out who had the headache, who did this, where did this
go,
what, you know, everything was so compact, because that's how it is. Everything comes to me, it's like, boom, and I'm going, ew, how do you put this in order anyway? I don't even know where to. So when I took healing from some people that said, oh, you can get A's on your test if you do this, I was a guinea pig, you know.
Wow.
Then it kind of went, oh, I can discipline this. Fun. Healing helps me discipline this. Awesome. I don't have to have puzzle pieces everywhere going, does that fit here? Does this shoe fit over here? So very much like you, I was going, where is this coming from? What does this do?
Yep.
Why am I here? I thought I was going to be a school teacher. No, no, you're going to be a psychic and a healer and, you know, educate yourself on the body, and that, and I'm going, hmm, that's a new world. Okay. So,
no, it's like the universe
kind of the
had a plan,
thing,
you know.
You know?
Yeah, it takes you into a
did.
Different direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you surrender, it's a whole different world.
Then I was taking cultural anthropology and psychology and, you know, all the courses that you could take to understand how in the world do you talk to people. And still in my mind, I was going, elementary education. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm doing this elementary, and I'm going, I'm going to be teaching all kinds of people. Darn, just like my second grade teacher said I would do. It's going to be everybody.
But not, you didn't know which way you would be teaching. Look at how many people you've helped teaching now. Yeah, look at the difference.
Yeah, she's seen me since then. Every year I go back and visit my second grade teacher. Don't bother her, you know, she's a good teacher. She's still teaching in Tennessee today. Don't bother her, you know, she's really good. And she said, look at what you became. It wasn't like me, but it was, you know, beyond me sitting you on my lap and reading to you, you know, in my jumper and my southern accent, you know, it's like you're teaching everybody. And I go, well, when you said you understood that my grandma came to me and I wasn't crazy, that's pretty good, you know, for somebody in the South, because they don't believe in this kind of thing, to go, well, I understand that you saw your grandma and she's cool. And I'm going, you do? Somebody actually gets this. This is a miracle, because back then they did not get it at all. So I understand where you were.
I bet it was even more difficult,
you know,
in the South than it was here in L.A. I mean, it was bad enough being on the West Coast and, you know, we're pretty liberal, and San Francisco had holistic meetings and classes that I was looking at. Then I came back to L.A. and I didn't connect to the holistic movement as much. But I just sort of let it happen. And like you said in my bio, kind of like with you going to school, I got a bachelor's in health, a master's in public health. And the catchword today, especially with the COVID, is, you know, epidemiology. And that's my master's. This is an epidemiologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I did do cancer research and all that stuff. And I couldn't go, when I was in the accident, I couldn't go back to industrial hygiene, which is what I was doing. It was more environmental.
Sure.
And first I worked for an aerospace company, then the insurance, and I knew the universe was pushing me in a different direction, because I almost got nauseous when I started applying for jobs. I couldn't go back, but I didn't know where I was going. Kind of like you just sort of like let it happen, and then you figured it out, and then doors opened. You know, I never thought I'd end up in radio. Or TV and movies.
I didn't think
stuff.
I would end up in radio either. I talked to a lady about her cat and how her cat's going to come back, and he does. And then I meet her years later and the cat. And here's my radio show, and I'm like, what do I talk about? Who do I have on? What do I do? Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I'm scared.
And how long have you been doing it now?
In 12 years now, and I know you're a master because you've been doing it a lot longer, but that's, you know, wonderful that, you know, you've done all of that.
12 years is a long time, Amanda.
Thank you. But I didn't know I was going to be a master at mediumship either. Everywhere I go, there's my dog and my grandma, and then I end up, you know, in college, and here's all these Indians. And I'm like, what happened? And so, you know, I go to the library, look it up. Sure enough, oh, we're on a burial ground, and I'm helping all these people cross over. Interesting. So that's why there was a dude on the third floor that was knocking on the window going, help me, I'm lost. And I looked out the window and went, oh, he was hung. Oh, dear. He's not even from this century. And he says, I look like I'm walking around in a tribal outfit, and I'm going to cross him over. And I'm going, okay, this is a really different life. I thought I was going to be an elementary school teacher. Didn't know I was going to be doing this.
Right.
And here I am today, you know, doing it like you just kind of, yeah, the South was very hard because there wasn't a lot of them. And even an astrologer friend of mine hid her gifts, and she's, you know, in the school system too, teaching about health and all kinds of other stuff. So I did uncover some people there, but a lot of them in that particular area, they're getting better than what they were. They're hidden. They like to hide out.
Right.
Even the healers, two of my very experienced ones that, you know, really helped me, are hidden. I think there's only one that's even on the internet, because the rest of them just are under a rock. They don't want to be discovered. They feel like, you know, nobody's going to understand them. So it was rough being out there, just like it was for you, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of people, I've been bullied, I've been bashed, I've been cursed, I've been ripped to shreds on the internet. I have worked with people in the White House all the way to the homeless. I work with celebrities. I've done,
you too.
I started a candle line.
Yeah,
you know, you work with a lot of different people because you find out regardless of their status, they're just people. There's always
people.
A negative. There's always somebody jealous. There's somebody who thinks they're better than you or whatever, and then the slamming and the ripping to shreds takes place, or the jealousy or this dark energy falls over. It's a very, it's not, I'm sure lawyers and doctors and artists and the musicians, everybody who competes. That's not unusual, but the psychic world is vicious.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand, well, you're supposed to be so nice and angelic. And I said, no, I can be a psychic bitch. Because, I mean, people come off with this energy and I'll just give it right back to them. You want to rip me up? All right, this is how I'm going to treat you. You know, and a lot of times spirit channeling is a part of the personality that's really not my personality. It shifts as you're reading. And sometimes I'll just inhale their spirit and I spit it right back. I can't help it. It mirrors. And they're supposed to get the message they're supposed to get. And that's different than making predictions for love or career or selling the house. That's different. But when they're nasty,
that's way different.
They give it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then I can be hungover or battered for 2 days before I bounce back. It really just knocks me off my kilter. And I know you go through that. We're sensitive and people don't understand it.
Sensitives can go through a lot of different situations. Like I can be somewhere and it can be a great experience. Say, you know, I go to my favorite singer and, you know, I'm in a whatever and she's there and it's fine, you know, but some places I can go, you can feel really, I mean, anywhere, just walking around,
attacked.
You can feel toxic,
yeah, you feel
you're
your
doing
negativity,
a reading,
yeah.
A fair, you could be like going to a psychic fair and most of the people that you know are nice and then you get this one whammy out of nowhere,
and
you're
for the
like,
whole day,
ow.
It changes everything.
Right.
Yes, it moves
yeah.
the whole mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I got to get out of here. I can't breathe. I can't. My heart's beating. Oh my God, all of a sudden I'm depressed. You don't know what you pick up. I stopped going to the fairs, the Conscious Life Expo. I can't deal with the changes of energy, and so much is compounded. A lot of the speakers are brilliant, and they come from a very different place of understanding, whether they're from physics or bioengineering or psychic and metaphysical, and there's very intelligent people. Some of them are wacko, and I was like, excuse me, I don't want to be part of that. And some of them are so addicting, it's like, oh my God, let me learn more. It's wonderful, but to be in a cluster, I can't. I very much keep to myself, and I hang out with certain people that I don't get attacked. I don't care about, you know, millions of people to go listen to the Rolling Stones anymore. I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's a lot. It takes a lot on your your energy. I mean, even just going to Walmart of all places.
Yeah,
and I've been there a couple of times
shopping.
I'm like, run and leave.
it's overwhelming.
And out and run.
Yeah.
Because I go in so many different directions. I'm the shopping cart girl that would, the cartoon will come out one day with the girl who's pushing the shopping cart going, you can eat this, you can eat that. Oh, the cashier's doing fine. Oh, that person, but, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm not only going, eat this, you can't eat that. No, don't eat that. You'll be on the toilet, to, you know, knowing everything that's going on around me. And that's wonderful because I like knowing what's going on.
It's just very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. But I'll be the one with the cartoon doing that. And at fairs, what I do is I put up like a thing that nobody who's toxic can come around me. You know, don't get near me unless it's supposed to be, kind of thing.
Right.
And it does work. I mean, I've improved that by using the energy work that I know how to, you know, work with somebody to get them
to. Yeah, there's a way to shield the spirit. That's right. Yeah, we can shield,
yeah.
And a lot of people
yeah.
don't understand shielding. And there's the one with the white
yeah.
light, and then there's the one where you put like a propeller that, and you keep changing the three or four different items on the propeller so that every day you're
mm-hmm.
circling and cycling energy, but nobody can attack you. Yeah, there's lots of different
yeah.
tricks of the trade, per se, yeah, to
exactly.
help.
Exactly, yeah.
It's not a whole pure cure-all, but it certainly does help. But, healing, I work with a chiropractor who's not even in L.A., that he sends me some of his patients. I send him some of mine, and he'll do the physical adjustments and all that. But if there's something more spiritually embedded within the body, I take the healing and I remove from blocks, obstacles, and negativity that are lodged in the cellular structure of the body, the organs, the tissues, and I'm able to release a lot through my work. And I'm grateful for that. And then the other thing I do is candle magic. I have a line called Wicks of Wisdom that I started 21 years ago. And I was trained in Santa Rita, and I took Santa Rita and combined it with Kabbalah, and I took away the occult, and I made it mainstream. So Wicks of Wisdom can help
mm-hmm.
people bring in money, get jobs, get married, find their soulmate, get divorced, help their health, open doors, get rid of negativity blocks, obstacles, bring in peace, win lawsuits. So I do that for people as well, and I have people all over the world who have used them. And actually, if any
mm-hmm.
of your listeners are listening, I'm selling the line. I'm at a point where I need to release it. So if you or any of your friends want to learn my formulas and the inventory, I am going to sell Wicks
cool.
of Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're ready, you would be great to take it over and with the people you know and make it what it can be. So maybe we can talk about that, because I'm ready to release
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we'll have
still
to
be
talk.
On board. Yeah, because it really
mm-hmm.
helps. I mean, I had a gal in Texas 2 years ago who was bleeding from her vagina, and she had tumors, and she didn't want to get a hysterectomy, so she came to me, her husband, and she came to me. She did the health candles, and she stopped bleeding. Okay, they're that powerful.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't
that
wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's on the website. But
mm-hmm.
People have gotten jobs, transferred, found their soulmates, doing the soulmate power candles. It's not going to do one set of candles fixes everything. But after time, everything falls into place. And I've got one girl I'm working with in England right now who's a long-term client, and I'm burning them for her rather than shipping to England. So I offer the services to do the work as well. And everything's on the newlindasalvin.com that just went up, incorporates the candles, and it also does my strawberry
nice.
Laser, which is local. Yeah, so lindasalvin.com
mm-hmm.
is pretty well explicit. If people are interested, they can go and find out what I do. But candle magic can scare people, but I've learned the metaphysical aspects can really help open doors, bring in financial relief, especially during this horrible time where everybody's struggling.
They are struggling, and we need hope.
Yeah.
We need
yeah.
hope and light
at this time.
Well, it's more
so
than hope
huge.
And light. I mean, I get people jobs, and money starts moving, or sales start improving, or they really work. But, yeah, hope. We need to
yeah.
know that we're going to get through this, I believe. I don't know if I don't want to really get into the political aspects, but I know it is the One World Order coming in, and we are going
mm-hmm.
through changes, and some's negative and some's very positive like anything else. But we have to push through it and know that we'll be okay, even though there's going to be different kinds of living conditions and restrictions and changes. That I don't know how much our power is going to improve or prevent, but we have to just, it's part of the evolution. We're going through a huge, I call it the hallway of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's changing. Everybody's being forced to let go of the past and look at themselves differently and redesign their relationships. A lot of people no longer, I lost two relatives and two cousins of my sister through COVID. We don't even talk anymore. It's like, and in a way, it's like God will do for you what you can't do for yourself. Open doors, closed doors, right? So there's a peace when certain people are removed, and there's a grief when there's certain people removed. So there's a lot of emotions besides the reorganization of what's going on during this time of shutdown, lockdown, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly. There's
a
lot of emotions going on, and a lot of energy going on, and a lot of, I mean, I'm even able to kind of walk in and detect where, okay, don't go there. I've done that a lot here. Oh, a COVID patient, or they just had COVID there. Don't walk in there. I'm like, okay, that's information. Whoa.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know,
there's
some places,
the positive,
it's clear
and negative
here.
And
you know,
safety.
I'll just get directed. It's like, no, you can't go there. They have it there. Oh, it's fine there. Everybody's good here. You know, you're doing good. So I just kind of listen to that. But we just have to stay strong through it because there's just a lot going on out there with this energy.
And then the 5G and then the vaccinations. So we don't know where we're really headed yet, but I think that's where we're going. And we just have to stay strong, and we have to protect ourselves, and we'll see what happens, you know. We'll just see how it plays out.
Yeah.
But I know that
yeah, when I heard about 5G,
faith,
you know, I just put the energy out there to change the 5G. And, you know, it's funny. I can look at something and it would be not good, or I'd go, nope, I'm not going to do that. Or they'd go, oh, that's bad. And I'm going, one, I have things that hold off the electromagnetic thing anyway. But two, you can put that energy around your space and your house and whatever and still be good.
Right. Right. But it's still going to be a little bit more strong than just putting energy because it's so powerful. But it's because the beauty of what 5G is supposed to replace us, like in the car, where we're going to have self-driving cars due to the 5G. It's like, okay, Alexa, take me to go visit Amanda and drive me cross country and I won't have to do a thing. Or you're supposed to be able to sit at your computer without a keyboard and just say, okay, type a note to Amanda, let her know that I appreciated the show, where you don't have to type. It's all going to just be 5G is going to take over all of our activities. So there's the good news is that the other part is that they want to, I was just listening to a video yesterday where they're going to do more mind control, where we won't have control of our thoughts and emotions. We're not going to be as organic, and they want to make a healthier planet, but they're going to also do technology on the people where our DNA is going to change. So who knows? There's all these theories and all these frightening things, all these exciting things with we move into what they're calling the fourth industrial age. So we'll see how it evolves. You know, everybody's at a different point in life. You got children being born. You got little babies growing up, and they know nothing, and it'll be their reality 50 years from now, you know. The world's not
exactly
dying or blowing up. It's just changing.
Yeah, everything is changing. The mind control thing is scary, but then there's the fact that you can be stronger than that with, you know, your thoughts and whatever. Everybody's got, you know, a way to maneuver with what they're doing that's positive. Yeah, there's negative things out there, but there's things you can do to keep yourself where you want to be, you know, while things are going on too.
True. And that's if you stay spiritually focused, but there's going to be some things, and it's not to be bad news bear day, but there's going to be things that you and I don't have control over because of the government. So I don't want to talk about what all that is. There's some things that is like horrifying. It's like, what? And there's no choice. You don't get yes or no. You can protect yourself. You can do the best you can to be centered and all of that. But there's also this other side that we may not have that much power, but you know, when it happens, we'll all band together and we'll see how it turns around for all of us. Who knows?
Yeah, we can always band together through it all, like you said, and do the best we can.
Well, because collective consciousness, that's the key. It's the collective consciousness, and that's what we all need.
Absolutely.
Because it starts with us, and it goes to the community, and then once we all start to get the same message, then more and more we'll resolve the problem.
That's true. That's very true. And that's what we need, you know, in the spiritualness, when the government does what they do, and we don't have to go deep diving into that, you know, we'll figure out the solutions and what to do as things,
right,
you know, take off and happen. That's how I see it. So awesome. Well, are you ready to take a break and then take some callers?
Absolutely. It's your show. You've got the way, and I'm right there with you. Whatever. Yeah, I'll love to talk to the people.
Awesome. Well, I didn't know if you had anything more to share before we went to
the commercial
break.
No, I mean, I could share all day long. It depends on topics, whether we're talking soulmates and walk-ins or puppies and family and genetics and digital, whatever. There's so many new things happening and frightening things, and then with the COVID and the virus and treatments and government and 5G and vaccinations and conspiracy theories and spirituality, and you can hear all this stuff. And the bottom line is, we woke up today, the sky is beautiful, we're on a radio show, and everything's fine. All that other stuff is
That's
white
right.
noise, and it just makes the mind go nuts. And we are okay in the moment, and that's what people have to know. Like, in the moment, we're okay, regardless of what's being projected for the future. As a psychic, I don't do the political stuff. I'll help people with their money, love, moving, travel, health, communications. I stay on the personal. I don't like to do grandiosity. I don't like to do sensationalism. I do know we're coming into a depression, and the money's going to get even worse next year, and real estate's going to go way down. All that stuff's on the verge. But in the middle of it, we still have ourselves and our dogs and our cats. And
well,
our
that's
pets
what matters. Yeah.
Yeah, the moment.
We have ourselves and we have each other, and we can lean on that. And as we go through it, you know, we find the solution on the other end of it. You know, there's always... Once you get through one thing, there's always going to be, as I've noticed through what I've went through, there's going to be something you're always doing or going through or learning here. So some of the rest of it is just noise unless you're in it and you have to, you know, figure it out, and you do. And we do figure it out. That's how it goes. We figure it out and we just do the best we can.
So
we're going to take a really quick commercial break.
Okay.
Yep, so we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with Linda Selvin. We're going to put her on a brief hold, and please check her website out. She's lindaselvin.com, LindaSalvin.com. You can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We will take your calls. Make sure you let us know you want to talk to us by hitting 1. That way we know you want to say something. And if you have a question for the chat room, you can also put it there, or you can call in either way. And we'll be right back after this commercial break.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I want fashion freak show, cops and robbers everywhere. Animals and children tell the truth, they never lie. Which one is more human? There's a thought, now you decide. Compassion in the jungle, compassion in your hands.
Back with WGGM Radio. My guest is Linda Salvin. You can check her out at lindasalvin.com, L-I-N-D-A, Salvin, S-A-L-V-I-N.com. You can find me at starwaya, starwaya.com. I'm also on Facebook, Starwaya Amanda. I'm running a 3-question special for $10, so you can check that out. You can email starguidereadings@gmail.com, or you can also find me on Facebook, Starwaya Amanda. Again, my guest, Linda Salvin, who is a wonderful guest. You can check her out at Linda, LindaSalvin.com. We're going to take your callers. This is the second half of the show, 347-237-5339. If you want to talk, please hit 1 on your keypad. So we definitely know that you want to talk to us today, and that will help us out there. So I'm going to bring her back, and we're going to get started. So again, if you want to call in, 347-237-5339, 1 on that keypad lets us know you have a question and you want to talk to us, or you can text it. I'm going to bring Linda back now. Welcome back to the show, Linda.
Hi, thanks, Amanda. It's great. You know what you're doing. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I've been on many, 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 many shows over the last 30-something years, and there's some people that have no clue on how to entertain a guest and interview versus it's always about them and not the person. So you're doing a great job. It's lovely. Thank you.
Well, I think that when you have a radio show, at least from what I've learned over the many moons of watching it being done and, of course, experiencing it the first time with commercials and a switchboard and everything that I had here, which I freaked out on the first time.
Of course.
I was intimidated. And, you know, I learned that, you know, hey, when you have a guest on, it's equal. You can put yourself out there, but it's also just as equally as important to treat the guest. You know, they're on there. You're advertising them. You're talking to them. It's important that they have the floor as well to be able to talk about, you know, like, oh my gosh, your plane crash and what happened and all the experiences that you had with that. That is huge. And,
yeah.
You know, the,
yeah, that's unique.
The encounters
not
that
everybody
you had
can say that they did that. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
No.
So I think that the
different.
Guest needs to be treated as equally, you know, like they have a voice and their website's there and they get, you know, and they need their, that's what you do. They need their promotion. They need their, you know, and a tag team with two people telling people what you see is really fun. You know, they get to ask one question and we both kind of give what we see and get for the person. And I think it's just a really wonderful thing. That's what I enjoy doing is, you know, meeting different people, talking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go to our first caller here, which is from St. Louis, and she has since then moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, 314-706. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Linda. This is Angela. I just wanted to ask about my current relationship with this man named David. What do you see in the future, and what do you pick up in general?
I don't see a future with him. You're with the wrong person. It's going nowhere. That's why you keep asking. This isn't the first time you've asked. It doesn't evolve. I don't get involvement. I think you give more than he gives you, and I think he's more doting or more communicative. I think you guys adore each other, but I don't get the ultimate wow factor here. I think there's a lot of aspects of him that don't fulfill your needs is what I'm seeing. But you're holding on because you think it's going to change, but it hasn't changed till now, and it's not going to. It's not going to all of a sudden he wakes up and puts the ring on your finger. So if you're waiting for that, this is not that man. That's what I get on that.
Well, I mean, interesting. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're going to move right on to our next caller.
I just think she's waiting for the, you know, the magic, and it's just kind of floating nowhere. What did you get on that?
Yeah, I'm kind of iffy with it. It's kind of a maybe. It kind of depends on, you know, his behavior, too. I mean, it's a new relationship, so I think he has a lot of fears, and I think that it's a maybe for me because it's going to depend upon some of his changes and his behavior. So we'll see how that goes. You know, I'm kind of like, huh, that's interesting. So, you know, the guides tell me it's a lot of lessons he's going through. You know, she's in his life with, you know, some lessons for him, and you know, it's like anything. If they step up to the plate and they take
like
the lessons,
but she asked for the outcome.
True.
She asked for the outcome. I didn't see the ring. I didn't see the outcome. She says she's hoping it's going to evolve into
there may not be. I don't think that there.
Yeah.
I don't think that there is a ring. I don't think that there's marriage or a ring. I mean,
no,
I don't see that. So
no, I don't get the commitment.
But we're going to go to our next caller, which is. No, it's good. You got it. You're right on it. We're going to go to 804. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you, 804?
Hi. I'm okay, but I'm more concerned about my cat.
What's your name?
My name is Vernell. It's spelled with a V, like in Virginia. Vernell.
Hi, Vernell. So what's the question about your child?
No, it's my cat. Her name is Lucy. I was wondering if y'all could send healing energy her way, and because I think she's really not feeling
well. She
doing
drugs?
I'm sorry.
Is she involved with drugs or something that's self-destructive?
She's a cat.
It's an animal. It's a cat. She's concerned about her cat.
Oh, the cat. I thought you said her kid. But there's something self-destructive. So in other words, maybe the cat's eating something that's not appropriate because I get indigestion or some type of stomach pain. She could even have a worm or some bacteria. When was the last time you had her at the vet?
It was a few weeks ago.
Did they do all the tests and the cultures?
They say that she have a urinary tract infection.
There's the infection. All right, I said stomach, it's bladder. I mean, it's all in the same area. She needs some type of, there's another medication or some type of antibacterial to clean it up. She'll be okay. She'll be okay. Healing energy doesn't fix the bladder. She needs something medicinal or herbal, okay? She needs something else. I would call the vet back. The UTI should have been cleared up by now because I got stomach upset, digestion, but if it's urinary, it's the same part of the body. I'm not perfect, but you need professional assistance. A psychic healing isn't going to be enough to fix a cat like that. No, it's bacteria.
Do you know why she shakes her head a lot?
She probably has an earache. A lot of times when they do that, when the cats shake their head, their ears are clogged up. She's talking, and you have to listen. So One, you know she's got urinary. Two, if she's something in her head or she's got a headache or she's in pain. The cat's in pain, so the cat needs to have a professional. But it could be a block in the ear. It could be wax. It could be she's got a headache. I don't want to get into negatives as to what else it could be. I'm not allowed to give medical predictions on the radio.
Right.
So I would go back to your vet.
Okay, and what you said again, I should ask the vet for what they have for her.
Well, if she's got UTI, which is usually a bladder infection, to get rid of the bacteria. And if she's shaking her head, maybe she got water or she got something stuck in her head, or it could be something else that they can do x-rays, or they would know the behavior. I'm not a vet.
Yeah, I understand. I understand.
You need to go back to the vet. The message is you need to take the cat back.
Yes, I'm going to give them a call shortly.
Yeah, I'm an animal lover. I've had four
That'd
cats and two dogs. Yeah, no. You need professional assistance, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Blessing. Next area code is 541. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you today?
Hi.
Hi.
That's a loaded question, but since I can only ask one question.
What's your
my
name?
My name is Anna, and I'm calling from Oregon. I have an unusual, what I call a gremlin that's been with me for a while that takes things
mm-hmm.
and puts them back at odd places and times. And the most recent thing that has been missing for several months are two pieces of paper that are credit for Apple.
Totally. Can you turn down your TV or your radio? There's too much noise
I'm
in the background.
Sorry,
I can't hear you.
You on the computer in the background.
Well, you have to turn off the volume. You can't have reverb.
Okay. I'll get there. Get there. Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, because it repeats. It's 7 seconds
yeah.
delayed. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is a delay. I know. Yeah, so I call it a gremlin.
Well, you've got some type of spiritual entity that's removing things. Is that what the question is? And you want to know who
yeah.
or what?
Yeah. Yeah, who is it and why? They've been doing this for years. You know,
no,
they've
because
taken
it travels with you. You've had it most of your life. Wherever you go, this has been going on. I don't know how old you are, but this isn't the first incident, and it's been attached to you probably since you're about 6 or 7 years old. It's kind of like a spirit guide that walks with you, but it's more jovial as opposed to dangerous. You have nothing to worry about. It's just a part of your attachment. Amanda'd probably be the one that can detach it from you, because I don't do that kind of work anymore. But it's not harmful. It's not harmful. A lot of people have these spiritual entities they have sex with. They can run around with. They see, you know, a flashlight was on the bed and now it's in the cabinet. Things like that happen all the time with energy. But as far as who this is, I am not going to identify it other than it comes from your great-grandmother on the mother's side.
Interesting. And I want them to stop. Sometimes I command and something will come back pretty quick, but sometimes it's months. I mean, I had a retainer from braces in my mouth while I was driving to a wedding with a friend. I took it out of my mouth because I was going to eat some grapes and put it on my lap while I'm driving.
And it disappeared.
And I felt like, you know, where is it? And I started searching and never found it. Months later, I went to the movies and came out with a half a bag of popcorn, and I left it in my car overnight.
Found the retainer.
And the retainer was in the bag of popcorn.
Yeah, you've got entities. You've got entities. There's specialists that work with the paranormal. I left the paranormal. I don't do that anymore. So you need a paranormal specialist to help you to identify it, remove it, or keep it tame.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
so go look for a paranormal specialist, and I think you'll have your answer,
that
okay?
would really help
Thanks
you.
Thanks for your phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just go online, find somebody that's trustworthy, paranormal, and you should be able to identify all of it and stop the activity. It can be done. Thanks for your call. Who's next,
sure
Amanda?
Sure can. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go with area code 707. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you today?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Linda. This is Valerie. I'm fine.
Hi, Valerie. How can we help you?
Anything you'd have to give me around love.
What's your birthday?
Month and day.
And year.
I don't want to give the year.
All right, I don't want to answer your question. Thanks.
Okay.
What's the next one? I don't play games.
All right. Nope. They've
got to
get right with
it. They're
still
afraid to let them know you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s and they're single and they're still looking for love and she's not involved with anybody and she wants to know when she's going to meet the soulmate, when she's going to get married, and does he love me and is he cheating? But
mm-hmm.
if you can't even tell your birthday, oh, I don't want you to know how old I am. I don't want to give answers. It's like, why bother?
It really doesn't matter how old you are.
It's just something to focus in. I hear the voice. Yeah, I just hear the voice. I'm not an astrologer. It has nothing to do with that. It's just people ask me questions. I say, where are you calling from? Because I get into the focal point of something, either their birthday, their city, just something so I can tune in. I mean, I've been doing it 30 years, and my accuracy rate, like yours, is pretty high. So if I need something to hear or ground or attach, you know, she didn't want to share. Well, I'm not going to just play stump the psychic. Let's go next.
All right, we're going to go with area code 678. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Where's area code 678? That's cute. I never heard that one.
Hello, 678. Are you there?
9, 10, 11. They're gone. Let's go to the next one.
All right, I guess not. Okay. We're going to go to...
Got to have fun with this.
3-1...
Because it gets...
I know.
Crazy.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, so we're going to go to the next one, which is 314-809. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fine. What's your name?
Good.
Oh, my name's Lisa. Linda, I love your directness, and I love your energy.
Thank you.
And, there's not a lot of people who are comfortable enough to just be that, and it's so refreshing.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I've been doing this a long time. And, like, if you heard the beginning of the show, I was one of the original radio psychics. We created this whole format back in 1994, long before the Internet even existed or was out.
Yeah.
So I've been doing radio a long time. I was trained by people at ABC Radio and some at CBS. I was trained by some of the best talk show programmers. And, you know, you get right to it. You get 3 minutes. You can't hear it. Hang up. It's also entertainment. It's not just...
Yeah.
Being kind, but when you listen to talk shows, there's a bent. But most people think because you're psychic, you're supposed to be sweet all the time. No, it's still radio. You know,
yeah.
and the listener doesn't want to hear all the garbage. They want to know what's going on or move it forward. So there's really a technique. But on Blog Talk, it's not like, you know, an FM station, but I still have radio behind me. So, but thank you. How can I help you, Lisa?
I hope you don't mind if I just tell you that I really appreciated your story. For somebody who has a background in corporate America, and I spent a lot of time doing a lot of different things and skill sets, and it's just neat to hear this balance in you now that has this ability, yet has this frankness and this directness. So,
Thank you.
I just enjoyed listening to your interview.
well, great. Feel free to call me off the air, too. Yeah.
So I have a general question, and you answer which one resonates with you, but having gone through a big transition in the last 6-7 months, which has affected my love life and my personal career, I just want to see what message or messages
were
you
supposed
get.
To be relocating or giving more time, which is putting the love life in second place versus first place. Is that the challenge because you're trying to balance everything, or is there a jealousy factor on his part because you're going to do better? Both.
Oh, wait a minute. What was the last part of this?
That there could be a jealousy part because you're going to improve and do better. So when there's job change, right, or an advancement or a promotion or a relocation, a lot of the times the people involved around you become intimidated or jealous or a little bitter because you're doing better than them and they can no longer control you or manipulate you or, you know, be in charge because you're getting well, you're getting better, you're improving. So there's something about your change that's exciting or inflaming the negative around somebody around you, and you don't see it yet, but it's coming, or you're going to sense it.
Okay, so real quickly, just to make sure I understand, when you say someone, does this have to do with a significant other?
Yeah.
Or just people in general?
Well, it's going to be people in general, but you asked about your love life. So love life means significant other. I'm not asking for names right now. I'm not doing a full reading. I'm not doing a full reading here. You can do that off the air. But that's what I'm getting, that somebody's going to be jealous. Somebody's going to be a little resentful. You're moving up.
Okay, got it.
You're improving.
Right.
You're getting more. You're growing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Somebody's not at this point, and it's like the teeter-totter with the fulcrum in the middle isn't going to be balanced. So you're going to have to work a little harder to convince them not to be as insecure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's there.
Have a good
you're
day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's in your favor.
Yeah, thank you. It makes me happy.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you. Blessings. We're going to go to 949. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Hi. This is Bonnie from Hawaii. How are you both?
Good, Bonnie. How are you? What part of Hawaii are you? In what island?
I'm on Oahu, and I just wanted to thank both you, and I have to thank Amanda because she has helped me with some healing this past week and just some guidance, and then I was led to the show.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's really powerful.
Thank you.
And to hear you, Linda, is so inspiring, and to have both of you together gives me goosebumps. So,
well, when you get goosebumps, that's confirmation of spirit saying something. So that's quite a compliment. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm both of my arms, so double goosebumps.
Well, you get goosebumps,
but,
that's spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you, and I know you always have to, like you were talking about, there's always challenges and people, you know, criticizing and then, especially with all this COVID stuff going on, people are so opinionated and
it's gotten nasty out there, right? Yeah.
It's very nasty. Mm-hmm. It's very nasty. So anyway, I just wanted to ask a question because I'm planning a trip next month to visit a friend and then to meet up with somebody.
Are you coming to the mainland?
Distance. Yes, I'm coming to the mainland, so I'm going to Montana. And I just, you know, with this COVID thing, I'm excited, but part of me is a little bit uneasy about it. And I'm wondering about
the hardest part's going to be wearing a mask on the airplane.
Okay, I can deal with that. Okay.
That's going to be the hardest part. You have nothing to worry about.
Nothing to worry about. And do you see this as a positive reuniting with this special friend of mine? I don't know what to call him.
Well, what do you want out of them? You want a relationship? You're going to relocate to Hawaii? You're going to go into Wyoming or Montana and say, this is my home? Why don't you just go in and appreciate it and see if you even still have the feelings once you see them in person?
Okay. That's a
go step by
perfect.
Step. Rather than writing the last chapter of the book, you have to do the table of contents. Let's just get you there.
Oh, my gosh. That's what my friends always tell me. They always tell me I finish the book before I go through all the chapters, and that's my head.
That's what I get about you. Okay, so let's, like, at the beginning of the show, we talked about staying in the moment, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird stuff. You're not going to be infected. You're not going to, I mean, I can't say you won't. I do know of a product that can prevent, but I can't say it on radio. If you want to talk to me off the air, I'm more than happy to have a session with you and share what I know. But and I take it every day. But the experience will be rewarding. You're going to be like a little girl giggling. You're going to be shy. You're going to be excited. You're going to be overwhelmed. And then you're going to be like, what? And then just figure it out. He'll let you know. Yeah, it's there. You just don't bounce on him as soon as you get there. I mean, you got to, like, don't be underrated. Just be yourself. It's exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
You
flip
between anxiety and excitement, and you get the two confused.
Oh, my gosh. I do every minute sometimes.
Yeah. So if you want some help, call me off the air, lindasalvin.com or 888-509-1077. Okay?
Yeah. And Amanda knows I do, right, Amanda?
Yes, I
do.
I'll
catch you in the comments, so we'll see. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Nice hearing you on the radio.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
I know. Nice talking with you. Bye-bye.
She's
blessings.
Happy.
Okay, we're going to go to area code 973. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. This is Jack. I have a question about a move in home and work.
Where are you now? Where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay, are you gonna, so you're going to stay in New Jersey. I don't see you going out of state. But if you're going to relocate into a different town, different dwelling, a different home, yes. And that looks like between now and October, could be as soon as August, because August, October, and April come into me at the same time. So it's like it's on top of you, but it's more windows and spacious. And actually, it's going to be a more balanced place for you where you're not going to feel like you got to get out.
Okay, okay. For both work and home?
One at a time. You can't do both at the same time. You'll go nuts.
No, I'm working on home during this summer break.
Yeah, home first, and then you'll, do the home, get settled, and then you'll have choices of which direction to move to the next step. So over the next 6-9 months, you've got a whole package here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More money.
Now, could you just repeat your contact again? Because I didn't have a pen at the time.
Linda. My name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Salvin, S-A-L-V like Victor, I-N like Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there to book a session, call me, do the candles. Like the candles would help you with peaceful home or money and success to find the new home, get you settled, get a raise, promotion. That's what I do.
I have the home. It's my mother's home, and I'm trying to settle.
Well,
I'm
just saying what I do to help people. So it's all there on the website, and when you're ready, you can call me through.
It'll tell you.
But no. You're very, it's all there for you. So you're doing the right thing, but it's just downsizing, cleaning, releasing, and making it yours. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I get your number?
888-509-1077. It's toll free. Just a voicemail. I don't hear it ring, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you, love. I appreciate it.
Good luck. You're fine. You're doing
all right.
Great.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
You are doing really good. I see a lot of good ahead for you. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to 415-756. You're on the line with Amanda and Linda. How are you?
That's San Francisco.
I'm fine. Yes, San Francisco. I heard you got your degree here. I was like, yes,
somebody did. State. I graduated state in 75. I don't even think you were born.
You know what? You are so kind. No, I was born in 67. I am proud of that.
Oh, okay. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived on 10th Avenue when I first got there. Then I lived on Anza when I graduated. What's the hill? Cooper, whatever it was, where the,
I'm on 10th and Lawton. That is my home.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah, I lived in the avenue.
My parents had purchased, I turned 9, and they purchased that when they lived across the street. But the first half of their family, and then they made the second half of their family when we walked everything across the street.
Oh, how
that's
funny. Fantastic. And then what's the place up on the hill with all the towers? I can't remember, but I had a beautiful apartment overlooking the whole city.
Yeah, that's called Diamond Heights, and that's just
that's right. I
can
remember.
Heights,
yeah, it's been a long time.
Sutra Towers is what you're thinking of.
Yes, the towers. I remember.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Well, my name is Siobhan, and I'm a good friend of Amanda's. Hi, Amanda. And I just... You know, I know now that I can get a reading from you, so I'm going to go to your website. But I just wanted to know, I have been taking care of my dad for 5 years now, solidly. My anniversary was a week and a half last week. And I, or year, sorry, 5.5 years last week. And I just want to know, will I be able to carry on in this house after he passes? I know he's not going to pass for a while, but... You know, I have siblings who remind me, well, we'll be selling this house the day after he passes. And I'm like, they're just mean.
letting it go, take the equity and move on to something new. You're afraid to have to relocate, and you're the sentimental one. They want the money. So they're waiting for him to go, and you're waiting to hold on and keep going. But ultimately, you would be better to close it up and release it and start your own memories in your own home in a different location. I mean, you could keep the home and redecorate it and make it yours and keep the memories, but that's too much of the past for you, and it's like an anchor, and it's going to be time for you to let go. And you'll see as you get closer to that, you may not want to keep it. The memories, you can move to Australia and still love that house, okay? It'll be in your heart.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to stay in the dwelling. So your siblings are actually right. Let it go. Take the money and split it or whatever and start fresh. That's
well,
what
I
get
for you. My siblings are greedy. My siblings are greedy.
I know.
That's all that
I
is.
Know. But
yeah.
But you're looking at it from an emotional perspective. You're looking at the history. You're looking at the growing up, the living there, your parents, and to honor them. But once they let it go, or they go, or your father lets go. My dad's 90 and he's still going. So I understand not wanting to change, and you're passionately connected. But as time goes on, it's not like if they sell it the day after, they too will still grieve. Believe it or not, they will grieve. You're just holding on because you're the sensitive one.
I'm the oh, I actually love the house. I want to live in it.
I know, but I'm not. You asked
yeah.
if you're going to stay. I'm giving you an answer
yeah.
that it looks like you will probably let go, because
okay.
the past will change later. You're still living in the past because it's comfortable at home. I understand that it's a comfort. It's like a little blanket. It's safe. It's protective. It's love. Your
okay.
your siblings just see it as a dwelling. You have the history. You have the when your parents bought it, how you grew up, all the things that happened. You've got the memories. But that's what
yeah.
I'm saying. The memories will go with you wherever you go. You don't have to be there to feel it.
Yeah, I know that, but I so
you
yeah,
ask me
guess,
a question,
yeah,
I give you my answer. I'm not God. You do what you want. You have free will.
Yeah, no,
if
I
you
understand
wanna,
what you're
you're
saying.
Gonna end up fighting
yeah.
your siblings. It's not gonna be worth the fight. It's not gonna be worth the fight legally.
Yeah, I know we already went. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's lawyers and deeds and wills. Unless your dad wills it to you to stay in the family, I'm not a lawyer. I can't give legal advice.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, he's not gone, so enjoy the house.
No. 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 I know. The comment was made yesterday by one of the offhanded person, and they just it's how you think, and I'm like, he hasn't gone yet. What are you talking about? You know.
Exactly, because they're already looking
yeah.
at the equity and reinvesting, and you're mm-hmm. there surrendering your life, dedicating your life, giving your life, your balance.
Yeah.
They're not the caretaker. They just see the end result,
no.
which is
yeah.
money. They're not loving your
yeah.
dad.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have a
no,
good
you're
day.
The one that's
thank
giving. You.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go to 646 area code. You're on the line with Amanda. And Linda, how are you?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi.
I'm in New York.
Hi, Katie. How can we help you?
Katie, I'm planning on moving, I guess as soon as possible or within a few months. And I'm looking for guidance about where I'm moving, like if I'm moving down south.
Are you in upstate New York? Are you up by Albany or going
no.
further north? Where are
no.
you right now?
New York City.
I get you something up by Albany in a quieter town. I don't see you staying in the city. I get you going north. For some reason, Albany in that kind of environment where it's trees and beauty and more of a community, you're lacking the real connection. You know, I think you're too much of a small fish in a big pond. Because I know Manhattan and I love it, but you're lacking the safety or the closeness of community. Something about community is going to change for you. I think
yeah.
that's where you're going to feel like you connect. So you have to. I don't know. I've never even been to Albany, but it just popped up. Something around that area or type of community. It could be in Connecticut. It could be in Massachusetts. It could be on Long Island. But you need community.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of I might move to Atlanta or Charlotte, North Carolina.
Whatever, I just
those
get community.
Are like, yeah. I want to definitely, be somewhere where I can enjoy the community.
Well, Atlanta's all
New York,
torn apart
really
right now. I have a lot of friends in Atlanta. It's pretty destitute from what happened with the last few weeks. So there's pockets
mm-hmm.
of beauty. And there's a lot of wealth, and there's a lot of fantastic opportunities. And North Carolina is a whole different state and culture, and you got the ocean. It depends if you want seaside or you want inland. It depends, you know.
Yeah.
No psychic can tell you where to go. That's in your heart.
Oh,
I just
no,
get
no,
that
no,
you
no,
need
no.
community.
Right,
so you
right.
need a smaller space where you can do your
mm-hmm.
hobbies or go shopping or
mm-hmm.
get involved and feel like you belong. Because right now you're just sort of like a dangling puppet and you need to connect.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
So look it up
yeah,
online,
thank
see
you.
What they offer, and then you'll figure it out. Atlanta is going to be more comfortable, and then going to like Savannah and taking little side trips, you'd have a blast. You'd have a blast. North Carolina, I think, is going to be, if you're coastal, I think you'll have better moments than if you go inland. Unless you want to isolate in the hills, which I don't think you do. You don't need to isolate. You
yeah,
no,
you're not
no,
an
no,
isolation
no, no,
hills
no,
person.
No. No. No, no, no. I was thinking more, because I'm coming from New York, so I needed to feel a little bit like
New York.
You need
New a city.
York,
you need
little...
to have the environment.
Yeah,
the
yeah
like
you definitely
but you don't need
a
city. Yeah, you just
yeah.
don't need to be swallowed up.
Yes, totally, totally, totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good
thank
luck.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Blessings. Okay, we're going to go to area code 314957. You're on with Amanda
hi,
and Linda.
Amanda.
How are you?
Yeah, hi, Amanda. Hi, Linda. Nice to
hi.
Talk to you.
You
hi.
Too.
I have been having dreams about, I guess I'd say a lover, somebody
from
like a famous person or somebody who I've known, and we're in an intimate relationship, and it feels really, really good to have someone like that in my life, and it seems really real. So what's that all about?
A lot of the times, the same when you dream about famous people, most of us do. Most of us dream of famous people. And a lot of the times, it's the wish to be known, recognized, or loved, or it's sometimes even the actual sexual fantasy of being with them. And there's other theories that say when you dream about celebrities, a lot of the times it's that you want fame, recognition, and acknowledgement because you feel invisible, okay? So I've had dreams of female and male celebrities, and sometimes it's exciting and sometimes it's confusing. And if you go to the different dream sites or books, they're all going to have a different yet similar theme as to what that represents. But if you're dreaming of somebody from the past, there's unresolved issues on a karmic level, and you can still be communicating your thoughts or emotions through the dream state, which sometimes is more astral projection because it could be so lucid. It's like it's really there. It really happened, and it's like, were they here? That's not the same as the dream state. Lucid dreams are very different because you're actually astral projecting and the soul's leaving and connecting with the person. I'm not saying you're going to go meet Brad Pitt, but, you know, the opportunity to leave your body happens every night. The soul leaves. So you may be reconnecting
wow.
with somebody and getting messages or completion or still feeling loved and protected where you don't now. I don't know you enough, and I can't take all the time on a show to get into it, but that's what I do in private practice. So there's a lot of depth in you, and there's a lot of searching, and there's some closure that needs to take place for you to move forward.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
good.
It.
Good. Sure.
Have
let us hear
delay.
You off the air. You're welcome.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Blessing. All right, Linda, that looks like that was our last caller. I want to thank you for coming on today.
You're very welcome. It was a blast. It goes so fast, like you said. It was just going to speed by. So, but
yeah,
did you get the lucid dreaming and the astral projection as well?
Yes.
Okay. Wrap up your show. I'll talk to you later. I want to thank you. And if anybody wants to connect with me, toll free 888-509-1077 or lindasalvin.com. And I'll respond.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Amanda. You're
awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Blessings. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. You can find my guest on lindasalvin.com. That's LindaSalvin.com. You can find me at starwaya.com, StarWaya.com. We'll be on next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll see you then. So you can also find my three-question special, Starwaya Amanda, or you can email starguidereadings@gmail.com. I'm doing three email questions for $10. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks for listening.
Have some climbing faith. Oh yeah. you did.